Hello.
Hi.
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 Hello.
I'm curious about
building open, authentic, loving relationship.
I'm curious about jealousy.
I'm curious about polyamory.
Does it just mean that you're fucking all the time?
How can I tell my parents that my partner is already married?
I'm curious about...
How do you know when you're too busy to have another relationship?
I'm curious about dominant and subordinate relationships.
I'm curious about sexual health.
How can relationships evolve with people as they grow and change?
Another cool thing about dirty talk is that you can make dirty talk be a really great avenue for you to express to your partner what it is that you want and what it is that you don't want.
Welcome to the Curious Folks podcast. This podcast is for those who are challenging the status quo in love, sex, and relationships. My name is Effie Blue. Today, we have a friend of the Fox back on the show to talk about dirty talk.
Hello, my name is Jocelyn Silva. I am a bisexual, polyamorous, sexual empowerment coach, sex educator, first generation Latina, and full-time digital nomad. I empower you to embrace your sexual essence and lead a pleasure-filled life.
I am fascinated by dirty talk. For someone who talks about sex all the time, reads about it, listens and learns about it, for someone who is as sex positive as one can be, I have to admit, I have no dirty talk game. It's not something I've ever been able to get into. I mean, I can do it if I'm prepared. For example, I've had partners who were really, really into it, and we'd agree on sessions where we'd incorporate dirty talk, and I'd come prepared with what to say and how to say it, and I'd do my best. The sessions would be dedicated to my partner's pleasure, and I would consider it a gift, something nice for my partner. Personally, it's not something that I seek. But it is such a popular kink. So I invited Jocelyn to come and talk to us about it. And we started with exploring, why are people into dirty talk in the first place?
One of the biggest reasons why I love to encourage people to talk dirty when they're having sex is, well, for two main reasons. One, it's the psychological factor. Sex is much more than just physical. We already know that. It's mental, it's psychological, it's emotional. There is obviously a physical component, but it also can be spiritual, right? There's so many different components of our humanity that gets brought into intimacy. And one of them is a psychological aspect, right? So one of the beauties of a dirty talk is that it allows you to engage your mind, right? And just kind of like be able to get lost in whatever you're talking about with the person that you're with. The second one is for all of my overthinkers. It is an amazing way to get centered and present in the moment. Because a lot of people, when having sex, you know, they're like, oh, I'm thinking about my to-do list. I'm thinking about the dishes I have to wash and the kids I have to feed and this and that and the other thing. But when you're engaging in dirty talk, it allows you to get engaged in whatever is happening in front of you, that it drowns out the voices inside your mind, right? So then when I say that, people are like, well, but then I'm overthinking the dirty talk, and then it actually makes my overthinking.
That's me.
So for that, I definitely have really great tips to share that can really support with that. So whenever you're ready to talk about that, we can dive in.
Yeah. I am definitely one of those overthinkers. And I wanted to know all the tips Jocelyn had to share. But before we went there, I was curious about all the different types of dirty talk out there.
So yeah, so there are different types of dirty talk, right? So the first one I like to call the Captain Obvious, right? Which is literally you saying what is happening, right? This is, again, a really great way to stay present during sex. So, for example, if you're riding your partner's dick and you're on top in a cowgirl position, saying very simply, I love the way your dick feels inside me while I ride you. I am being very obvious. I'm just telling you what's happening. Yes. Right? Or yes. Like if you're sucking on your, you know, your partner's nipple, like your nipple tastes so yummy, right? Mm-hmm. Just like being really fucking obvious. So be Captain Obvious. Just say whatever is happening, because what you're doing in that moment is you're highlighting that experience for you and your partner, right? Mm-hmm. So you're not just doing it, but you're saying that you're doing it. And when you're saying that you're doing it, it highlights the experience for both of you, right? And it gets you present in the moment and excited, right? Mm-hmm. So that's the first one. The second one would be like dirty talk that you do for foreplay. By the way, these are not in order of like sexy time. I'm just listing them at random, just saying them. So another type of dirty talk would be like the foreplay dirty talk. So this is sexting, right? This is eating dinner and eye gazing and being like, what do you want to do to me tonight? Like, what sounds hot to you, right? Sending nudes to your partner and being like, oh my God, like I'm thinking about you and this is how I'm feeling and I can't wait to do X, Y, and Z. So really building up that tension through talking for foreplay is also really exciting because you're getting that excitement going. You're like, oh my God, I can't wait to like be home and be naked with you and all the things that we're going to do together. So dirty talk for foreplay, right? Building up that tension. Another type of dirty talk would be in kink scenarios, right? So when you're taking on a different persona, so either with role playing or with like BDSM and kink, right? So in BDSM and kink, usually there's a power dynamic, right? And that power dynamic sometimes does bleed into the actual dynamic of the relationship that the people are engaging in. But a lot of times it doesn't, right? A lot of times like we are like really, you know, equal parts in our everyday life. But in the bedroom, perhaps one is more dominant than the other. So dirty talk really allows for that fantasy to develop, right? So the more dominant one might say things like, get the fuck on your knees, like you dirty slut, right? Or do what I say, call me daddy, right? So just taking on the persona of the dominant person is a part of that dominant play. And then more the submissive, you know, saying yes, sir, yes, daddy, whatever you say, right? Like really kind of, again, taking on the persona of the dominant and the submissive role in kink and BDSM or whatever the scenario might be, right? Because there's tons of different scenarios that can go down, but that's just like one simple example. And then the other one is in role play scenarios, right? So for example, let's say a couple is pretending that they just met at a bar, right? And so their conversation between them is going to be really different. It's not going to be like, hey babe, how's it going? It's going to be like, hey, what's your name? You know, my name is so-and-so. You're looking really beautiful. What do you do for a living? Oh, well, I don't know. I'm an astronaut. What do you do? I mean, like it's going to be taking on that persona. So that can also be a different type of dirty talk, right? So really knowing the type of dirty talk that you want to engage in with your partner, what gets you going, what gets you exciting is going to really help know what route you want to take. Also really important to know the boundaries that you have around how you want to be spoken to, right? So I'll give you a perfect example. I had a foursome a few months back and it was with a dom and two of his submissives. And I was taking on the role of the third submissive. So it was me, two other women and this man. And when we were having our negotiation conversation, what I really appreciated from that was that he said, hey, just so you know, my subs, they have a really big degradation kink. Are you comfortable with listening to words like that can sound pretty harsh and like, are you comfortable with witnessing degradation? Degradation is not necessarily a kink of mine, but I appreciated that he said that because it was like, you're going to witness some like really harsh talking to in our dirty talk play. Is that something you're comfortable with? Right. So really having that conversation around like what feels good. Some people might be okay with the word slut. Some people may hate that word. Right. So really being open about and being very specific about the types of words that you want to be used can also help to empower everyone in that scenario to feel free, but also feel safe, right? Sure. So, yeah.
This really resonated with me. Even though dirty talk is something I don't particularly seek, I do enjoy it if someone's really into it. Well, most of the time. Words do matter to me. I have equally strong feelings about harsh words like slut, love it, as I do about cutesy words like baby, don't love it. So I was curious, how can we figure out what words are going to be turn-ons and what words are going to be major womp-womps?
Yes, I got very excited with that question. So it became very apparent to me after working with my first several clients that one of the biggest issues that my clients encounter when it comes to sex is like, I don't know what the fuck to say. Like, I want to talk dirty. I want to tell my partner what I want, but I don't know how to say it. I don't know what to say. Okay. So I'm going to give you a really simple tool that everyone can do, literally so easy, but it's such a game changer. And it's an activity that I do with my clients called Knowing Me, Knowing You. Very simple. Take out a paper and a pen, literally on your own time, when you're journaling, hanging out by yourself, and write a list of all the things that you really enjoy during sex and all the things that you don't. Mm. And be as specific as possible. So for example, saying like, okay, I really enjoy being spanked. I really enjoy hot makeout sessions. I really enjoy being caressed on my hips. I really enjoy butt grabbing, right? Just being really, really, really specific about all the things that you enjoy during sex. And I usually cut this up into different categories. So like foreplay, me going down on you, you going down on me, touching my body, touching your body, kinks, and then, you know, aftercare. And it goes through a few other categories. And then you write the things that you don't like, which would be your boundaries, right? So I don't really enjoy, it could be the same thing. I don't really enjoy pain play or impact play. I don't really like being spanked, right? Or I don't enjoy whatever it is that you don't enjoy. So just writing a list of that, right? So now you have a full list of things that you like and a full list of things that you don't like, right? Then you practice reading this list out loud. The reason why so many people get stuck with dirty talk and don't know what they like and what they don't like is that they've never actually practiced saying out loud, hey, I actually really fucking enjoy being railed hard from behind. You know what I mean? Or like, I really enjoy soft kisses on my belly. People have not given themselves the opportunity to really say that. And so once you put those into words and you can write them, read them, say them out loud, it makes you feel more comfortable being able to express those things, right? Mm-hmm. And then from there, honestly, it's just trial and error. So trying out different things, right? Like telling your partner, oh, I love it when you do this. I love it when you do that. Another cool thing about dirty talk is that you can make dirty talk be a really great avenue for you to express to your partner what it is that you want and what it is that you don't want, which is something that a lot of people have issues with, is being able to express their likes and their dislikes during sex. So utilizing dirty talk could be a really great way to do that for you in a way that's like hot and sexy and fun, that takes away the burden of like, oh my God, I have to ask this person for this thing. Instead, it's like, let me tell you what I want you to do to me. Does that make sense?
Sure, absolutely. Absolutely. Essentially like adding flirtatiousness and sexiness, and we would call foxiness, into asking for what you want, asking for your desires, equals dirty talk, apparently.
Yeah, literally. I mean, it does, because all dirty talk is talking about sex. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that we overcomplicate it because we put pressure on ourselves to be a certain type of way or to show up a certain type of way. But all dirty talk is talking about sex. That's all it is expressing what you want and telling your partner what you're thinking of, right? I actually have a question for you, Effie.
Sure.
What about dirty talk makes you uncomfortable? Like, what is it about it that is challenging for you?
Sure. So it doesn't make me uncomfortable. Here is my biggest issue with dirty talk. I have all the vocabulary. By the way, I loved what you're saying. I do agree with you. The biggest challenge about talking about sex, whether it's just straight up talking about sex or dirty talk, is that we're not used to the taste of the language in our mouth. Like, we're not used to using the words of sex and sexuality and desire. Like, we don't do that. So when we have to do that, it feels foreign. It feels like, I don't know the words. I've never practiced them. I don't know the taste of them. So I completely agree with you on that one. And for me, I don't have that problem, right? Because like you, I talk about sex all day long, you know, 150 episodes in, Jackie and I have talked all the areas of sex. It doesn't make me uncomfortable at all. What I experience is when I go and look for words, I find myself in my head and I am not disassociated, but I'm not in my body. So like the senses that I'm getting from my body kind of take a back seat, and where I am is in kind of very much in frontal lobe, trying to find the right, like I get wordy. And when I get wordy, I'm in my head and then I'm disconnected from my body. So I can't quite find the bridge of how can I be in my body and experience all the sensations that I absolutely love and like relax into that and be very embodied and kind of find the words and the vibe in my mind to then actually find the words. Like I don't know how to bridge that. That's the struggle I have. It's not a matter of discomfort. It's like, in order for me to do this, I currently haven't mastered being in my body and finding my words.
Mm-hmm. By the way, I love the way you said that. The taste of the language in my mouth.
Yeah, right.
I'm gonna steal that. It's true. Yeah, it's just practice. A lot of it is just practice. Yeah. Okay. I hear you. And this is why I like to say that when people are starting to be Captain Obvious, right? So in those moments when you're feeling the sensation in your body, to just be very like simple and obvious with what you're feeling, right? Like, wow, that feels really good. Mm-hmm. Holy shit. That was so hot. Mm-hmm. Wow. Like, I love the way you taste right now. You're turning me on so much. I can't wait to fuck you, right? Mm-hmm. Just keeping it really simple and keeping it to like what is actually happening. Whoa, my nipples are so hard. Well, no mm-hmm. shit, your nipples are hard, but just say it. You know, it just makes it hot when you say it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. They get harder when I say it.
Yeah.
I mean, I make a lot of noise. I'm not like entirely silent, right? So I'm actually kind of noisy. I'm a noisy play partner. I think you're right. I think what I'm getting from you is I complicate things. I think once I reach for words, I think words is where I feel most kind of accomplished. And once I go there, I'm like, well, I need to find the right words. I need to find, you know, the right tone. And I think I get lost in that. But I think you're right. But I just like stick with Captain Obvious. I think a formula that I've heard before is like, say what you're going to do, say what you're doing, say what you've just done. Like, talk about what you're anticipating, talk about how you're feeling, talk about how it felt. Kind of try that, maybe. And keep mm-hmm. it simple. Like, that's my biggest takeaway is, like, keep it simple.
Yeah, like, say what's happening. My pussy's so wet. No shit, your pussy's wet. Oh, right. My God, I have goosebumps. No shit, you have goosebumps. You know what I mean? Like, I was just say what's happening. It highlights the situation. It makes it more fun. And another thing that people bring up challenges about that I want to mention also is, and it goes similar to what you just said about finding the words and not being so wordy, but also finding the words that feels good for us, right? Mm. A lot of people don't like the word pussy. Mm-hmm. So like finding a word that feels good for you, like, oh, I love, you know, my yoni or my mm-hmm. vulva, mm-hmm. or when you're licking me down there, like whatever it is that feels good for you and feels comfortable is also really important. Like using words that feel in alignment and that don't feel uncomfortable. Sure. That's also really important because then that's going to feel inauthentic too, right? Like if you're saying things that are just like, I actually really don't fucking like this word. Like, I'll be honest, I don't like the word bitch. I don't use that word in my everyday. It's not in my everyday language. I've never liked it. I don't like being called that, right? I don't like calling people that. Once in a blue moon, you'll hear me say it. And usually when I say it, people are like, oh, you know what I mean? But just knowing the words that you feel comfortable with is also really important when you're engaging in this type of play.
I think that's a really good tip. Also knowing what your partner wants to hear as well. Like, is it a cock? Is it a dick? Is it your member? Like, what do you want me to call it? So I think that's really important as well. And I've noticed, actually, when I talk about my vulva in a sexual way, I kind of embody, I embody her. And it's like, when I say I like the way you touch me, what I mean is I like the way you touch my vulva. And I think I find myself when I do get to talk about it, it's probably like in the more on the foreplay section of the session, when I'm kind of explaining or kind of talking about what I like, I've noticed that I kind of really embody my vulva and I talk about it like that. Like when I say me or I, that's like, I actually mean my vulva. So that's kind of a thing that I've noticed for myself. And pussy is something that I had to get used to. Pussy is very American. In Europe, pussy doesn't come up. Like I grew up in Europe and pussy was something that you heard on TV, what the Americans said, you know, it's like, that's kind of what it was like. And then I've been living in the US for so long. Now I'm like, oh yeah, I can get behind pussy. Yoni, I like, that's definitely like a nice spiritual way to talk about it. That's for sure. Yeah. And asking your partner what they call which part, I think is really important. Don't you think?
Yeah, especially when it comes, I mean, in all relationships, it doesn't matter what sexuality or body parts you have. I do want to highlight though and say that especially in queer relationships, mm-hmm. it's important to check in, right? So thank you so much for bringing that up. So if you're dating someone who is non-binary or, you know, having sex with someone who's non-binary, if you're having sex with someone who's trans, right? or even if, you know, they're cisgender, however, there are certain words that they prefer over others. It's really awesome to be able to check in, like, how do you like for me to refer to your body? And asking that is a really great, really, really, really awesome tool. Also, I want to say to what you were saying about Europe. So I started traveling 2 years ago full time, and talking dirty while hooking up with people from different countries is a whole nother experience. So I speak Spanish, and I was in Spain, and I was having sex with this guy, and I kept saying, "Me encanta como me coges." I was like, "Cógeme." And it didn't really do much for him. And he kept saying, "¿Quieres que te folle?" And I was like, "Cógeme." And he's like, "¿Quieres que te folle?" And he's like, I was like, "Cógeme." And we just like weren't understanding each other. And finally he's like, and so I said, "Fólleme." And he went crazy. And I was like, "Okay." And then I said, "Me encanta tu verga." And he was like, "Me te gusta mi polla?" And I was like, "What the fuck is going on?" Apparently in Spain, polla is penis and follar is fuck. But in Mexico, verga is penis and coger is fuck. Coger in Spain means to take. So I was saying, "Take me." And he was like, "Do you want me to fuck you?" And I was like, "Take me." So we're like getting lost in translation. What he was saying was doing nothing for me, and what I was saying was doing nothing for him. So if you're traveling and talking dirty, maybe check in and be like, "How do you call body parts and stuff in your country?"
I love that. It's just like really funny. That's such a good story. I love that. I actually recently was hooking out with somebody who's German, first language German, but we'd always spoken English. And I think I maybe witnessed him talk German on the phone, like briefly. I mean, I speak a little bit of German, but mostly we were speaking English until we were having sex. And then he was like talking to me in German. I was like, "Whoa, this is crazy." But I was like, "Sure, go for it." I mean, I don't understand it. You can do a Google Translate afterwards. But you're right. I think especially if you're traveling, that you get some good experiences with different languages.
Yeah, I also hooked up with this French guy. He kept saying "pieta," and I thought he was saying "puta," and I was like, "Oh, I don't like that," right? But "pieta," I guess, means like "fuck," like "oh fuck" in French.
Yeah.
So I thought that was funny. So that happens. Lost in translation.
It's always fun exchanging sexy stories with fellow multilingual travelers. I was getting a lot out of this conversation with Jocelyn. I got clear about different types of dirty talk, considering what might work for me, agreed that finding the right language is a game changer. Practicing your sexy vocab will make things easier when things get hot and heavy. Next, I wondered how you bring up dirty talk with a partner. If it's something you've never done before, do you just drop it in the middle of a sexy sesh and see how they react?
I work with a lot of individuals who have been with their partners for a long period of time, and then now they're introducing something new. And something that I've noticed happens is that when you're with someone for, you know, 5+ years, you develop social norms and you develop ways in which you are used to communicating with one another. Mm-hmm. And so in those instances, I wouldn't recommend just randomly saying something, because it's something that's new, right? And it's something that could be really scary. Mm-hmm. It really actually is a very vulnerable thing to do. I don't think people realize, and maybe people do realize, and that's why it's so challenging for so many people to engage in dirty talk, but talking dirty can be a really vulnerable experience, mm-hmm. right? To express yourself very raw, in a very raw way, to tell your partner what you want them to do and what you like and what you don't like. It can feel very vulnerable. So what I would recommend is opening up that conversation and saying like, "Hey, I listened to Curious Fox's episode with Jocelyn and Effie." And and I really,
this is why we make these episodes. Purely as like, "Oh, I just listened to this episode. Isn't this interesting?"
Exactly. It's a great way to start it. And I'm really curious about like talking dirty. How does that feel for you? And then just kind of having an open-ended conversation. And then, you know, getting your partner's input. Well, they'll probably say something, "Well, what do you mean dirty talk?" "Well, I mean, like, what if we practice sexting? Or what if we practice telling each other what we want from one another, or expressing what we like and what we don't like, or maybe role-playing scenarios, or maybe even trying some kink dynamics," right? Whatever it is that you want to try that you think dirty talk will help, right? In that And then having a conversation about it. Well, okay, well, what would it look like if we talked dirty? Well, okay, I would really appreciate this and this and this. I don't think I would like this and this and this. How would you like me to refer to your body and this and this and this way? And then giving yourself the opportunity to like stumble a little bit. Like, I always tell people, like, yes, like, obviously as a sex coach, I take my job seriously, but also like, it's important to be playful, you know, like, if you feel silly saying something, laugh, you know, like, oh, that sounded funny. Like, oops, you know, or like if you fuck up or if something feels uncomfortable, give yourself the opportunity to be playful, to laugh at yourselves, you know, to laugh at you, to giggle, like, right. If something feels a little off and to just kind of fumble around as you're getting your footing in this new type of play. Also, be open to feedback, right? So, and be gentle with your feedback, right? So if you say something that maybe your partner wasn't into, if you are that partner who didn't like that, you know, say, hey, babe, I actually, I'm not crazy about that. Or like, I'm not really into that word, or can you use a different word, or that made me feel a little uncomfortable. And then to be open to that, to be receptive, right? Mm-hmm. Again, it can be a very vulnerable experience. So if you are receiving feedback, it could feel like, oh no, I fucked up. Like I put myself out there and now I like did something wrong. But the way that the person gives the feedback also has a lot to do with like how that person receives it. So just both, like everyone present being open to receiving and giving that feedback in a really kind and loving way and holding each other in that vulnerable space is also very, very important.
I also love that you're saying it should be a playful experience. I think we sometimes, especially if you're trying something new, we can get really like committed to the experience and feel really tight about it. But I think being playful and humor, like throw humor in there and it's just going to make everything better is what I say for sure. I can also imagine like getting creative, right? Now, as I hear you speak, like what are some of the ways that I can unlock myself? And one of the things that came up for me is, like, I love being read to. I always have done because I think I'm an audiophile, right? This is why I do a podcast. I've been listening to radio since I was little. Like, I was never that much into TV. So I think I'm an audiophile. Like, I like hearing things. And that's why if someone is dirty talking to me, like, I really enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And one of those things I enjoy is being read to. So I can imagine, like, somebody, like, reading erotica to me can being really hot. And, like, even if you don't have the words, there are a million writers out there who have amazing words. Maybe like finding some erotica and like being read to, that's like suddenly felt really hot to me. Especially someone like Jackie, who is not on with us right now, but she has this like sultry voice that she puts on when she's like reading things. So I can totally imagine her, like someone like her to just like read me erotica. And I'd be like, oh, this is so hot. Or even now there's so much audio porn. I think like Dipsy is a good platform.
Yes.
Audio porn. I think that might also be a way to like, maybe even listening to audio porn together with your partner and saying, oh, that feels hot. That doesn't feel hot. You know, and finding some like dirty words that we don't like slit is like a very audio porn word for a vulva that I recently discovered, you know.
Slit. Ooh,
slit, yeah. Right? It's very like, ooh. So I think maybe that as well, like reading some erotica, reading to each other and maybe listening to some audio porn would also maybe get people like inspired and try things out without it feeling too vulnerable because you're not saying the words. Like you can snuggle up with your partner and listen to them and be like, oh, I like that. I don't like that. Oh, that feels weird. Maybe that would be a good way to sort of figure out that vulnerability piece.
Yeah, that's an amazing idea. Or even doing it on your own, right? Like if you want to just kind of like read a book on your own, it's actually a great idea. I'm actually reading an erotica right now and a novel. Well, I read it in bits. And it's true. Like there were some ways that like authors get really creative with how they describe like scenarios, right? Especially in a book, you think about it, you have to like describe everything that's happening so that you can create a mental picture. It does really support you in being able to find those words. So that's an amazing idea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are great erotica novels out there. There's also, in fact, my first introduction to anything kind of like, before I even found porn when I was younger, I found a website called literotica.com. It's like literature erotica, literotica.com. And that was my first like exposure to like anything that's kind of erotic and sexy. And I would just like scroll and like find these like long stories that I would like read and I'd be like, oh my God, this is so hot. So there's like short stories out on the internet. You don't even need to get into novels, but there are also like some amazing erotic novels out there that you can get into as well. So I think we should normalize that. We should like normalize reading, like bedtime reading, adult bedtime reading. Oh my God.
Yes. I've been doing that lately and it's been a lot of fun. I've been having a blast. I mean, even though the 50 Shades of Grey series is not my favorite for several reasons that have to do with like unethical kink involvement, I will say that one of the things I really appreciate about that series is that it did normalize people reading erotica.
Sure.
Right. Yeah. So we need to bring that back. We need to like make another book popular that everyone reads again. Cause that was one of the cool things about that.
Holy. Oh, maybe like an erotic book club, erotic novel book club. Oh,
I'm sure that exists.
Yeah. In fact, this is a call out to all our listeners. If you're in an erotic novel book club, please write in. I really want to know what you're reading. How is it going? How is like the club part happening? How are you discussing it?
How are your dirty talk skills? How have they improved since joining the club?
He's like, does the book club piece end up being an orgy? Like, how does this work?
I hope so. If it is, I'll join. Yeah.
I feel like that's a good one. Maybe in the future sometime we can start a Curious Fox book club and that'll be about like erotic novels. I like this idea. If Jackie was here, she'd be all over that right now.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Because there are some cheesy ones out there. So we got to sift through the ones and find the ones that, you know, feel, I mean, everyone's different. Everyone likes something different, but that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yes. I think let's normalize it as well. I think like we do here, inspiration and permission, people. Like, I hope this gives people inspiration to go like dig into the erotica section of their bookstore, and then permission, like everyone's doing it. Go and read it. It's okay. Enjoy. Put it by your bedtime, like good bedtime reading, adult bedtime reading. So love that.
Yeah.
Love that.
I agree.
This conversation was inspiring and encouraging for me. With Jocelyn's clear guidance ringing in my ears.
Just like, don't overcomplicate it. Mm. You know, if I can put it in really simple steps, one, admit to yourself what you like and what you don't like. Mm-hmm. Two, write it down in a list and a piece of paper and a pen. Mm-hmm. Three, practice saying those words out loud. Get used to the taste of the language in your mouth, right?
Love it.
Four, bring up the conversation with your partner. And five, just like learn through trial and error and have fun. Feel free to stumble and fumble and laugh at yourselves.
I felt pretty ready to dive back into Dirty Talk and give it another shot. To connect with Jocelyn Silva, you can jump on Instagram or TikTok at @IamJocelynSilva. To learn more about her coaching, visit her website, jocelynsilva.com. If you'd like to listen to more episodes on kink or sexuality, or read our blog posts on the subject, go to our website and click on sex on the upper nav, and then explore to your heart's content. Our website is wearecuriousfoxes.com. If you want to weigh in on this topic or connect with other Foxy listeners, head over to Facebook and join our Facebook group at We Are Curious Foxes. If you find our episodes interesting or helpful, please share our podcast with a friend and quickly rate the show or leave us a comment on Apple Podcasts. You can follow us on Spotify or favorite us or whatever it takes to connect with us on your favorite podcast app. This will take a few seconds on your time, but it will make a big impact for us. You can support the show by joining us on Patreon at We Are Curious Foxes, where you can find mini episodes, podcast extras that couldn't make it to the show, and over 50 videos from educator-led workshops. Go to Patreon at We Are Curious Foxes. And let us know that you're listening by sharing a comment, a story, or a question by emailing us or sending us a voice memo to listening@wearecuriousfoxes.com. This episode is produced by Effie Blue, with help from Yamur Erkishi. Our editor is Nina Pollock, who facilitates all types of talk with ease. Our intro music is composed by Dev Saha. We are so grateful for their work, and we're grateful to you for listening. As always, stay curious, friends. Curious Fox Podcast is not and will never be the final word on any topic. We solely aim to encourage curiosity and provide a space for exploration through connection and story. We encourage you to listen with an open and curious mind, and we'll look forward to your feedback. Stay curious, friends.
Stay curious.
Stay curious.
Stay curious.
Stay curious.
Stay curious.
Stay curious.
Stay curious. Stay curious.